Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International. Today is December the 10th, 2020, and today we're going to be talking about gratitude for performance with your athletes. And so last time in our session, we talked about gratitude, and this will be kind of part two of that. We talked about the habits of grateful athletes, and talked about some of the importance of it and a few of the exercises. And this time I wanted to talk about, more of how to practice gratitude and more of the applied measures of that, some of the things that you can do and you can help your athletes to do. The great thing about this topic is that you can help, you can do both. This works for you, and it works for your athletes, for your coaches, for anyone that you are working with. So first I just wanted to announce that next time our call will be on Tuesday rather than Thursday, so December 22nd, because Thursday the 24th is Christmas Eve. So to work around that, we'll just do it earlier in the week. So if you can mark your calendars December 22nd on Tuesday, then you can, we'll do our call then at December 22nd, Tuesday at the same time, 9 a.m. Pacific time and 12 o'clock Eastern. So today I wanted to talk about gratitude for peak performance and training for athletes and also musicians and business, all performers, how this applies to anyone and applies to your business as a performing edge coach. Also, I wanted to first acknowledge and congratulate Anna L. in France, who just got her certification as a performing edge coaching professional. Congratulations, Anna L. And you've been doing so well in the course, and so she has her certificate now, and now you can put the certification seal on your website, and then with each of the people that complete the course and do the certification, I do a Zoom call, a short video call to help promote you. So we'll be doing that with Anna L. and each of you. Val, I know you're working on your certification, and Greg and George are coming through the program as well. So, and each of you that get certified can have that, and I can help to promote you, and then we continue with our ongoing training and certification program here with our calls to help continue to support you throughout and make sure that you are successful. And, Dave, congratulations to you. A little while back, you got your certification. Of course, June and in Texas, and John in Nebraska are on our call too, or maybe listening in the background, and that you got your certification a while ago, and those are great. So happy to support you any way I can. So today I'm going to talk about gratitude for peak performance, how an attitude of gratitude can really improve performance in all areas of life, and the reasons to practice gratitude, and then several exercises to strengthen your gratitude muscle. And then we'll talk about ways that gratitude can turn around an athletic performance. Let's say you've got an athlete that is in a slump or not performing well or having difficulty, or they're in the middle of the game and the momentum is not on their side, how you can really change the momentum through gratitude. It's amazing how that can work. I've had that happen, say, with a basketball player who just really, was in the middle of the game and not doing well, and all of a sudden got, felt grateful just for being there, for being out there and having the opportunity to play. And because of that sense of gratitude, was able to turn it around. I know Val, one of our certification students, sent her pre-visualization, pre-assessment, talking about how she was able to shoot the winning shot at a really critical moment, and how just feeling relaxed, being grateful helps you feel relaxed, enough to, I know you said, Val, that it was like shooting a basket in your backyard. It can feel really natural that way. And so, yeah, then talk about gratitude habits specifically for athletes and what are the benefits to athletes of gratitude that are scientifically proven and how gratitude can make you a better athlete. And then talk about several ways for athletes to enhance your ability to practice your gratitude. And, you know, just thinking of it, gratitude as a muscle, how to strengthen that every day. And then habits that we can form with business, for our own business as coaches, and then for our athletes and clients in any field. So first, let's talk about how an attitude, you know, when you are grateful, how that can help your performance. Some of the things I was thinking about in working with athletes, I've been working with athletes successfully now for the last 30 years, and one of the key things is that passion or love for what you do. So being able to turn around that sense of, you know, being able to pay attention to your senses and the strength and courage and enthusiasm, that confidence that you can experience, that you can develop a deep love and passion for your sport and what you are doing, and have a really profound care and love for yourself and for the opportunities that you have. So turning it around from an attitude of what I have to do to what do I get to do, and seeing it really as a sports as a gift. I mean, how lucky are we that we get to do something we love doing, and then athletes get to do it in front of competitors and an audience who cheer them on, and at the higher levels being able to be filmed by media, and so you can get your feedback and have the whole world watching. In the case of the Olympics coming up, you know, being able to just see how, you know, being able to do what you do, it pushes a lot of pressure there, but being able to perform in front of the world with and get paid for it, probably through sponsorship or through a team. So that's one thing to think about, help your athletes to think about, is that you can think of gratefulness through the lens of passion and love and excitement for the desire for what you do. I wrote a whole article on desire, the third chapter of my book as well, that you can check out. That's part of the Performing Edge Coach program. And then I wanted to talk about, you know, learning. That's another area to be grateful in. Just think about all the skills that you have to learn as an athlete. And sometimes it can be overwhelming, frustrating, not being able to make the progress that you want. But you need to, you know, it really helps to strengthen our brain to be able to be grateful for that learning. And so every day you can be able to, let's say, set a goal to help your athletes set a goal to sift through one thing, the content that's something that they have to learn, or learn one skill, or be able to, let's say they're coming up against a team the next weekend for a competition, to be able to analyze what the other team is doing and just be able to focus on one thing at a time, to chunk it down, be able to eliminate that feeling of being overwhelmed and be able to make room to really truly appreciate what you are learning or what you've just learned. And that can help you to improve your performance. So appreciate, grateful for the learning that you are doing with each area. I know as a musician, I'm an athlete and a musician, and when I'm playing my guitar, especially with another person, I'm learning to be in sync with that person and learning to improvise with them. I play swing and guitar, and be able to, you know, just when you improvise, it's really using your brain and you're learning to follow what the other person is doing. and to really create this wonderful music together. So it's good to be able to find out, ask yourself, what is the learning in this situation? Ask athletes that with each thing that they're doing. So there's the learning, and then there's the struggle. I think it's important to be grateful for the struggle. There's always some difficulty, and you know, when we do sports, there's pleasure, and then there's often enduring some discomfort. And so you want to acknowledge that discomfort or pain exists. I'm talking about good pain of not hurting yourself, but pain of the effort and pain of working hard and just being tired, accepting that is part of the process, being grateful. Okay, this is, you know, when you say you're working really hard and you're tired, you can say, okay, this is a sign I'm on the right path to doing my best, to learning, to getting better, setting a PR, a personal record maybe, a personal excellence. So it's good to be able to say, you know, usually we're saying, often saying to ourselves, complaining, saying, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through this? And you want to shift starting, instead of starting with why, you know, ask questions that start with what or how. As I've mentioned before with my action questions, asking yourself, what's good about this situation? How can I use this to my advantage? What's the learning here? What's the next step? And so you can shift your perception to one of gratitude for the struggle, gratitude for the difficulties that you're having, because you can say, okay, this is making me stronger, this is making me smarter. It's that struggle of being able to, you know, get through the last mile of a workout when I was doing marathons, getting through the last 5 or 10 miles of a marathon is the home stretch. And grateful for that struggle, the difficult time, because that's what makes or breaks an athlete, knowing that every athlete has to go through that. It's the ones that can rise above it and can get through the tough parts that are the ones that are successful. So being grateful for that struggle, and that can make grateful for the tough parts, that makes your goals a reality. And then another thing to look at is just you know, grateful for the fun part, you know, the fun factor, I call it, being able to say, you know, and have some humor in what you're doing. So we all make mistakes, right? And we have setbacks, and being able to appreciate the experience of being able to laugh at ourselves, laugh at the situation, and say, hey, you know, okay, that happens, and it's not the end of the world. I'm moving on here, and I'm bouncing back quickly. So you say to yourself, okay, this is, if I can laugh about this and lighten up, then it's going to help me to bounce back and get the next shot, kind of thing. So say to yourself, next one, next shot. So humor is a main ingredient for an athlete's health and their resilience, being able to bounce back, and happiness, being able to feel good inside, which is key to doing well. And so the next time you feel awkward as a coach yourself, or your athlete is feeling awkward being able to, say, you know, a golfer trying out a new section, part of his golf swing, or an athlete, a tennis player, having trouble with their serve, you know, being grateful for what the experience is teaching you. So being able to laugh at yourself, it makes the moment more or less intense, and you'll be able to not just move forward quickly, but also, you know, that saying, we either have a good experience or a good story. So good stories are always important too, to be able to tell people, remember the time I messed up here and how I got through that. So, yeah, and one other thing I wanted to mention about how gratefulness can improve performance is, you know, gratefulness for the time on the field and the time off the field. Being able to, there's a lot of intensity there, and it's like a balance, like a balanced scale, where you think of a pendulum swinging back and forth, and in order to come for the pendulum to swing to the right toward peak performance, we need to have it also swing back toward the left for full recovery. And so you want to be able to swing back and forth and be able to do a peak performance, and then be grateful for your time, your recovery time, the time off the field or off the court or off the track, whatever the venue is. I know we tend to be obsessed with our performance, but we need to be equally grateful for the time off the field and the time that we get to rest and recover. And that's the time when you can really, when you're off the field, that's the time you're really recovering and resting. Your body is doing so much good work to strengthen your muscles, to recover, and to do all kinds of healing and recovery work inside. So grateful for what your body is doing when we're not even aware of it. So exerting those, we're doing this maximum exertion, and then you want to be able to rest as well and have that sense of gratitude for the rest. So those are some things that I wanted to mention for the way that how your gratitude sense or attitude can help performance, being able to have a passion for what you do, a love for what you do, and then grateful for the learning to be able to move forward, and then also to, you know, what you are learning from this. And also grateful for the struggle, for the difficult times, and asking yourself, how is this making you stronger? Grateful for the fun parts, the laughter, being able to, reflect and look at yourself. And then grateful for time on the field and off the field. So that's one area I wanted to cover. And then I also wanted to talk about how some exercises and, you know, some examples how gratitude can make you a better athlete. And, you know, a lot of us are coaches and still athletes as well. Hopefully you think of yourself as an athlete, still maybe at a different level now than maybe when you were at your peak. But you can keep practicing these kinds of things. And I think, you know, some ways that you know, usually we wait till Thanksgiving to be grateful, but it's really something you want to be able to practice all year round. And I think sports psychology studies have shown how grateful athletes are more satisfied with themselves, with their teams, and they're less likely to burn out, and they enjoy their well-being overall. And so it's just really important to practice that on a daily basis. I know if like a pill had these kind of benefits, we would be clamoring to the nearest pharmacy to stock up our shelves with all this stuff. It's just so amazing how being able to work on your gratitude muscles every day, and it helps you to be able to just deviate from your regular lifestyle, find time and energy to dedicate to something. It is helping you, and just grateful for being able to go out and exercise and train. It's such an amazing thing that we want to be help ourselves and our athletes be grateful for that. So, for instance, I had one Olympian I worked with, and we talked about how he could be practice gratefulness on the field, and he would internally thank his competitors for their presence, before every race. That's showing gratitude. So you can internally thank your competitors, or you can actually, I know Carl Lewis was one example. He would go around and thank each of his competitors for being there and saying, without you, I wouldn't be challenged to this extent. And couldn't have achieved that victory, gold medals that he had. So I actually got a chance to meet Carl Lewis when I was working with my athletes at the Olympics in Athens in Greece in 2004, and went to the Nike press conference there. And a lot of Nike's older current athletes and older athletes were all there. It was just amazing. And could talk to him about that, how he thanked his competitors and thanking them. It's just a mindset from competing against others to competing with others. So you're saying, these others are all making me stronger. So just being able to acknowledge those great opponents. It makes sports more exciting, more enjoyable, more worthwhile. Instead of saying, I'm afraid of this person, you can say, bring it on. Let's all help each other to do our best. So I think that's really important to say. It's kind of like a train, like in a marathon. I say all the athletes ahead are moving forward. And all the athletes behind me are pushing me along, so it's like a big energy train, so you can think of it that way, that everyone is helping each other to do their best. So now I wanted to talk a little bit about how you can use this with yourself and with your athletes. Just being able to, I want to do that right now with you as a instructor, as a teaching you in this course, how I appreciate each of you as performing edge coaches for the opportunity to learn with you and to teach you, and so that we can exchange ideas and have this mastermind group and be able to say thank you. So I want to do that right now, practice my own gratitude and say thank you for your continued support, participation in this program, because we can all be like-minded and all working together towards similar goals of getting our practices with our athletes and being able to just be strong inside and exchange ideas and increase learning. So, just being able to, I worked with a gymnast, and she was finally able to complete her, balance beam exercises with fewer errors than before. Not perfect, but, just do it much better. And so we talked about that and how she... we want to take time to write that down, to log that in her logbook, and to get motivated to continue doing that. Currently, I'm working with a college student from UC Irvine, and he is taking tests. You can also use these kinds of techniques with test taking. So he is coming up on taking his finals in December, and we're talking about being grateful for the opportunity to take these tests, grateful for the struggle of having to sit down and focus and learn this material, and it really challenged his mind, because he's an engineer and hopefully can create something really exciting, something new and different, make the world a better place. And also, he wants to be able to train and to exercise more regularly outside. So, having him do a grateful logbook. So being able to write down the things that he is, what he is accomplishing. So you can see, I'm grateful for being able to go out for a half-hour run or hour run today, to have that time to do that, especially in this nice sunshine. It's so incredibly beautiful out. I'm here in California, and it's December, and we're getting this amazing sunshine. So just being able to be grateful for that. So, being able to, you could also do an audio for someone, a gratefulness audio visualization, because I'm teaching in this course how to do visualizations for athletes. And so you could do one on, ask the athlete to tell you what they, specifics about what they are grateful for, what they accomplished this week, or maybe the help they got from a coach, or what they were able to, all the people in the past that they have worked with, being able to be grateful for them. If they had good parents that supported them or continue to support them, be grateful for them. And then just acknowledge that. And then to be able to, you can then put that in a visualization audio, writing down all the things that they've told you about who they're grateful for, why they're grateful for that, what people actually helped them to do. The specifics, the details are really important. And you can really acknowledge them for, help them to realize how fortunate they are. So I wanted to also give you some ideas, different ways that you can help your athletes to enhance their ability to practice gratitude. Got just all kinds of ideas for this, and so many great things that you can do. So a couple of them, and I might do another call on this, because there's so many important things ideas that I wanted to give you. One is meditation, a gratefulness, gratitude meditation, because it's like gratitude meditations are like a double whammy for well-being. I mean, you're essentially putting two of the most powerful practices together at the same time. Meditation or visualization is really powerful practice. In general, to calm down the mind, and you're doing that with making these visualization audios for your athletes, and then to be able to do a gratitude meditation or visualization is even better, because you can experience incredible moments of gratitude and joy if you practice this kind of meditation or visualization consistently. So, you can just take a moment to think about how you're grateful for something, but really sitting down for a few moments and visualizing it, even you could be grateful for visualizing a goal for something that you want to perform in the future and seeing yourself doing that. If an athlete wants to do well in a race, a 10K, a marathon, or water polo player wants to do well in his practice in a game coming up, or soccer, I know, is starting to start perform now with the pandemic going on. The soccer team, some of them are starting to be able to practice again, like the Earthquakes in San Jose, working with one athlete there who is in the Earthquakes Academy, so the training program for the San Jose Earthquakes professional soccer team. And so just being able to visualize what he wants to do, the kind of athlete he wants to be. Of course, he wants to be a professional athlete with the Earthquakes, so visualizing that and then being grateful for that, grateful for the opportunity to work toward that is huge. So it doesn't have to be gratefulness for just things in the past or in the present. It can also be in the future, grateful for the opportunity to move toward a goal and to see yourself making progress toward that goal. So you could do a visualization for an athlete on that and get their specifics of what they want to accomplish. And so, you know, just but it's unlike a normal meditation. If you're just meditating, you're just aware of your breath and you're keeping your mind clear, maybe not thinking of anything or only just going back to your breath. But during a gratitude meditation, you're visualizing all the things in your life that you are grateful for. So it's a much more active kind of meditation. So you could do that sitting or in bed right before you go to bed. Or I know, of course, athletes, we are more active people. So it can be a walking meditation outside. You could do have your athletes do a recovery walk and have them think of three or five things that they maybe just happened in a practice session that day or in a competition. And really, you know, work on those gratitude muscles to be able to focus, to move forward and be able to be specific about what did happen when there's a competition or a practice session that they just did, say with a team. It's important. Have your athletes think about what the athletes were, who contributed to that successful practice or competition, and really think about what part did each person play, and be able to thank them internally, and then also, you know, thank the athletes and the coaches in real life too. One of the most powerful ways exercises to do for gratitude is to do a gratitude letter, you know, to be able to communicate to one person, a handwritten letter or card where you actually outline what that person did for you and how it affected you, and be really specific about the details. That can create such amazing, powerful feelings inside for you. And when you give it, if you can give that to the person, if you can hand it to them personally, you see the reaction, then both people, you and the other person, are really feeling so enhanced by that. And here's some prompts or some ideas for kind of a grateful worksheet. Instead of just identifying what you're grateful for, you know, created a worksheet that kind of digs into why you are grateful. So you can say to yourself, I'm grateful for my sport because, and then write out, say, three things that why you're grateful for doing your sport. I'm grateful, something good that happened this week is, you know, to fill that out. You could say, I'm grateful for my friendship with a person, and then name that person, and then because, and then fill out the sheet there. Grateful for, so it's not just grateful for the friend, but because of these reasons. Saying I'm grateful for my family because, and then list the reasons there. You could say, and then just something that makes you laugh, something crazy or silly I'm grateful for, you know, something that made life worth living. Just being able to say that, and then just keep going. Something else I'm grateful for, and then fill that in so you can keep your list going. So that's some of the prompts that I have on a grateful sheet here, and I'll send that to you in an email here. And just filling out those blanks on the worksheet that can help you discover more how to be grateful in your life. So those are some really powerful things. I have many more ideas, too, that I want to share with you. We might do another session on this. So, yeah, I just wanted to thank you and tell you how grateful I am for all of you for listening to this session, and grateful for Anna L. and Val, who are going through the program now. Congratulations, Anna L., for your certification, and grateful for Dave and June and John, and who've been certified too and recently. And over 100 people have been certified in the last several years that we've been working in this program. Grateful for Greg and George. I know you're going through the program now too, and so many other people that are in this program and learning. And so, we'll go over more of these topics. I'll have this replay up shortly. And then we'll do our next PECI call, coaching call here on not Thursday, but Tuesday, December 22nd. So go ahead of Christmas Eve, do it on Tuesday, the 22nd of December. And if you have suggestions for topics you'd like me to cover too, feel free to email me about that, and we'll talk about those. So thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll talk more. I'll have this replay up, and I'll send you more information and talk more on December 22nd, on Tuesday. So thanks. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.